ordinances of God, against the covenant.
Yes.
And here he's going to be a wild donkey of a man, and everybody's going to be against him, and he's going to be against everybody else, and he is his own worst enemy, and he's going to be forever a problem.
Yes, and in the footnotes, and if you have a Bible that has footnotes by Dr. Spyros Zodiotis, then on page 23 of your Key Study Bible is a footnote about the Ishmaelites. They were descendants of Ishmael and were divided into 12 tribes. You're absolutely right, Darren. They were called Hagarites, Hagarenes, and Arabians. And that's where we get all of our Arabian countries here today, from the Ishmaelites. They were governed by kings, were rich in cattle, and lived in tents. Though they were merchants of the east and traveled around in large caravans, they were frequently lawless and would waylay and plunder travelers. After harassing Israel, they were overcome by Gideon in Judges 8, 10 through 21. And as I turn to Gideon in Judges 8, I see that there are two tribal leaders here, and their names were Zeba and Zalmunna, and they were in Karkar, and their armies were about 15,000 men because they had 120,000 had already fallen. Now, if these were fighters, these were warriors, they would pick a fight with anybody they chose. Well, Gideon went up by the way, and he, of the way of those who lived in tents on the east of Nobah and Jobagah, and attacked the camp, and when the camp was unsuspecting, and Zeba and Zalmunna fled, and Gideon pursued them and captured the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna. So now here we know that Ishmaelites are also called Midianites. So we see that they have kind of filtered into all kinds of different tribes. But here Gideon did put them down severely, and they were almost destroyed. But we see them still today doing their work.
Well, I find it interesting that God said to Abraham, I'm going to bring you descendants through Isaac. Through Isaac your descendants shall be named, in Genesis 21, verse 12. But there was a conflict in his house between Hagar and Sarah, between Ishmael, and now through this little one, Isaac. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he was teasing him, and sometimes the teenagers do tease the little ones, but here, this was taken very, very seriously by Abraham.
I'll tell you, though, when I was 13, I was exactly the age of Ishmael when my brother Greg was born, and we doted on him. He was so precious and small, and we rode him around in buggies, and we took him for rides, and we just had a ball with him. So I would say this is not normal, I believe, for a teenager to go up to a tiny little newborn and mock and taunt and you know, touch him in ways that maybe were menacing or a nuisance.
Well, you know, I believe here that Sarah was starting to make it known, listen, you're not the child of promise.
Well, that's true.
This is the special one over here.
Yes.
And his name is Isaac, and you're beginning to fade off the stage here of our whole focus as a family. You're not the special one anymore.
Well, I'm sure you're right, yes.
And anyway, this child, Ishmael, was conceived outside the covenant and was by nature provoking, rude, vindictive, brash, and undisciplined. I'm reading right out of the article I put in the magazine, in strife and at war with all who were around him. Now, my question is to our listeners to this message and to our friends, and I'll call all of you friends, but could there be an Ishmael in your house? Now, I want to read to you some of the characteristics of the Ishmael spirit, because it's a very, very serious thing.
Well, people will ask you, Darren, how can there be an Ishmael in our house? What happens when, you know, you conceive an Ishmael? What are the conditions around which an Ishmael can be conceived today? Are there situations in which you know that there can be an Ishmael?
Well, okay, let's take a look at it. They're usually self-centered and selfish and only thinking of themselves. And that's one indication. They're vindictive, argumentative, always disagreeing. And you're saying, what about this kid doesn't even seem to be a part of our family.
But what are the conditions? See, I'm talking about the couples that get together nowadays. What's going to bring about that Ishmael spirit in that baby? It is a couple who's not married.
It could be.
All right, and she conceives out of wedlock. It is also a couple who have not been in agreement. They can be married, but the man doesn't want a child. The woman wants a child. She gets pregnant. He doesn't want the child. This could be also a spirit that brings on an Ishmael.
Or the parents could have opened the door through some other kind of sin, perhaps unfaithfulness in the heart, or maybe unfaithfulness even in the flesh.
All right.
And the devil comes into the family and sets up housekeeping, even in this baby, as it did in Ishmael before Ishmael was born. And the baby was really born under a curse. He was conceived under a curse. He was outside the perfect will of God.
Yes.
And I think sometimes we say, well, how did this get started? Well, sometimes I've talked to people where we were praying for inner healing and inner freedom and asking God to go back in time and spring them free. And I had to say to them, what was going on in your parents' lives when you were conceived and when your mother was carrying you and when you were born? Were you a wanted child? And I prayed for one lady. I remember this so well. She was in her 50s. She was still jumping in bed with every man that came along,
wow,
looking for somebody to say that she was worthy and that they loved her.
Yes.
Well, of course, that didn't happen under those circumstances. And she was driven, driven. And one thing she said to me, Darren, when I was little, my mother used to tell me, if you hadn't been so ugly, we could have given you away, but nobody wanted you.
Mm.
Well, now there was a curse coming into the family. But why did that mother feel that way about this precious little baby girl? I don't know what went on there. Perhaps the husband was unfaithful. Maybe someone, or maybe she was, and someone else conceived the child. I know in one family, and I've seen this family, where they had three or four children, and here came this oddity. And then three or four more children. And I found out from some of the descendants of that situation that the dad had been unfaithful. This other woman had the baby. This illicit relationship. He brought the baby home and said to his wife, you will raise this child as my own baby.
Oh, my goodness.
This baby obviously didn't look like the rest of the kids.
And
it was an oddity. It was a curse.
Baby was rejected.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, when we look at some of these human pitfalls, because the devil setting us up for failure, he set up not only the parents of this child for failure, but certainly the child, and that child carried a curse all of her life. And she was not accepted as one of them because she wasn't really one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she was raised to an adulthood as something different in the family.
Now, I love what you do here. I don't know if you brought it out in the article as much, but you have talked about when you have disobeyed God and you find yourself pregnant and, you know, you're married or whatever, when you've confessed your sin, whatever that sin is, when that baby is born and you dedicate that baby, as we all should dedicate our babies to the Lord God, in that eighth day of dedication, when you go to the church or whenever you dedicate, you have talked about cutting off that spirit. That spirit will only bring a heartbreak and disillusionment to the child as he grows up if we don't do something about that, especially if we have seen that spirit working in relationships past, grandpas and fathers and that kind of thing, Darren.
See, I believe that this is so profound that we shouldn't chance that. And you know, it says the sins of the grandfathers go down 3 and 4 generations. So I would pray something like this as a pastor in this dedication. I would say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we cut off all Ishmael and Jezebel spirits from this child. And we declare this child is free of all Ishmael and Jezebel spirits to live a productive Christian life.